Thank you, and good evening. The County Bomb Disposal Unit was called out to Winship Middle School on Saturday morning after two suspicious containers found on the basketball court were reported. The two containers were rendered safe by the unit and were found to contain an acid similar to sulfuric acid, some of which had been discharged onto the blacktop. On Saturday afternoon, sheriff's deputies responded to the area of Myrtle Avenue and Lucas Avenue in Eureka and contacted two teenage girls who said that as they were walking, an arrow landed on the sidewalk between them. The victims had no idea who may have shot the arrow, which appears to be a hunting arrow, and they did not notice anything out of the ordinary. Neither girl was injured. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a motorcycle collision that sent the rider to an out-of-area hospital with major injuries. 26-year-old Joshua Orion of Whitethorn was riding his motorcycle eastbound on Saturday on Matole Road when, for unknown reasons, he lost control and collided with a telephone pole east of Petrolia near the dump. Orion was wearing a helmet but suffered major injuries and was transported to Mercy Medical Center in Reading for treatment. The cause remains under investigation. Caltrans will host a final public meeting regarding the Broadway feasibility study on Thursday from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. The feasibility study is being done to identify and evaluate possible improvements to a 3-mile stretch of Broadway between Kmart and the split between 4th and 5th Streets in Eureka. The study, to be completed this summer, will be used by Caltrans as a reference document for funding sources as they become available, and public comment is encouraged. This will be the last public open house for the project. Fortuna police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman, 23-year-old Danielle Nicole Brooks, also known as Danielle Bertolini, who has not been seen in more than 2 weeks and who was last in contact with her family in late January. Brooks Bertolini is considered an at-risk missing person and is an adult white female who may be in the Fortuna or Swains Flat areas. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. In local crime news, the County Drug Task Force arrested 30-year-old Debbie Lou Hennepesi on Friday after confiscating more than 70 pounds of processed bud, along with growing plants and more than $7,400 in cash at a residence on Hall Avenue in Eureka. Officers also found hash oil, mushrooms, and evidence of drug sales activity. Lou Hennepesi was booked into county jail. In Mendocino County, deputies from the marijuana eradication team searched 4 properties, 3 north of Willits and the other near Laytonville, and confiscated more than $7,000 in cash, processed marijuana, hash oil, firearms, and evidence of drug sales activity, and they arrested 32-year-old Jeremy Hirschman. 2 additional suspects have been identified but remain at large. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Board of Supervisors conducted its mid-year budget review earlier this month and found themselves with a $2 million deficit. In order to balance the budget for the 2014-2015 fiscal year, the board must cut $2 million of general fund spending. Supervisor Mark Lovelace has taken issue with the manner in which the Planning Commission is handling the general plan update, with a series of special meetings scheduled, meetings that are paid for out of the county general fund. Lovelace pointed out that if you're going to pay for one project, the money will have to come at the expense of another project or service.
Very often, you know, we will ask staff to go do something, and staff will say, well, that might cost, you know, this much money, and we say, sure, that's fine. The hard part is not saying, go ahead and spend this amount of money. The hard part is that what's left unsaid is, where do you want us to take it from?
Lovelace added,
our CAO does ask us at times, you know, I can find $20,000 for this thing, you know, or we can pull it out of contingencies, our dwindling contingencies. And, you know, we do have pots of money set aside for these kinds of things. But again, every time we make a funding decision, such as for ongoing meetings for the general plan update, $130,000 a year to get through this, that's another deputy position we could be funding.
An interactive community meeting is scheduled for March 6th. Where residents can share their ideas regarding the budget. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.